This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. With a look at Apple's new strategy. For the second straight year, Apple is starting to sell its new iPhones at different times, but this time the company is putting its priciest models first. The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle has a glimpse into its newest strategy. Can it help it out of the current market slump? The details, but first, these tech headlines. Google and T-Mobile team up to tackle the 911 call problem. Google struck a deal with T-Mobile to pipe location data from cell phones with Android operating systems in the U.S. to emergency call centers. The move is a sign that smartphone operating system providers and carriers are taking steps to improve the quality of location data they send when customers call 911. Emergency call centers can't always pinpoint the location of cell phone callers, who account for 80% or more of the 911 calls placed in some parts of the U.S. The Wall Street Journal's Sarah Krause has more at WSJ.com. A recent study finds yet another disparity between women and men in tech land. Female employees own 40 cents for every dollar of equity a man employee owns, according to a new study released by Carta. The equity discrepancy is even more stark for female founders, says the journal's Yuri Ko. Case in point, women founders own 39% of every dollar of equity a male founder owns. Goldman Sachs is nearing a deal to spin off its three-year-old app that sells complex investment products, the bank's latest bid to profit from its internal technology. JP Morgan Chase, Barclays, Wells Fargo, among others, are in advanced talks with Goldman to take stakes in the business, called Simon. Simon connects banks looking to sell investment products with retail brokers looking to buy them. The deal being discussed would value Simon at roughly $100 million and is likely to be finalized in the coming weeks. Straight ahead, Apple is selling its pricier iPhone first. Not an accident. An inside look at its master plan. So a quick check-in on Apple's iPhone strategy, if you're curious. We have another staggered release this year. However, this time, Apple is putting its priciest iPhone out first. Here to talk about how it is strategizing amid a dicey, stagnant iPhone market is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hey, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
So some backstory on how we may have arrived at this new strategy first. When we compare this to last year, for example, production issues led to the rollout. Lesser expensive iPhones came out first. What did that mean for sales?
As a consequence of the production challenges that pushed the iPhone X's release into November, Apple actually experienced damped sales for the iPhone 8. So those sales were weaker than a lot of people had forecast, and at the very least, weaker than preceding years when Apple was just releasing two phones. And part of the reason that took place, anecdotally, is a lot of people said, you know, went checked out the iPhone 8 and then said, you know, I really can't make a buying decision on this phone alone. I need to wait until I see the iPhone 10, and then I can make a decision. And as a consequence of that, you just had a lot of people sitting on the sidelines until November waiting to make a buying decision.
Mm-hmm. And here we are a year later. We have a staggered release at play. This gives Apple a month to sell the higher-end models without the cheaper competition from itself that we saw last year. But you say it also simplifies a lot of logistics and helps with a lot of hefty retail demands.
Exactly. One of the things that a supply chain consultant named John Haber pointed out is that when these phones come into stores, those stores have to, you know, stock and store the inventory, put the inventory out, get the displays right, set up all the promotional materials. When you're doing that for three phones, it's three times as complicated as when you do it for one. And so by releasing two initially, these stores can focus on selling and promoting those two phones and then add the third one later. And that really does, in his mind, simplify the demands for, say, an AT&T store or a Best Buy, which do sell a lot of iPhones.
And, you know, there's tech to strategize with as well. You know, you have the OLED models, the LCD screens. Are there projections as to which new iPhone is likely to be the more profitable or popular one? Is there, a lot of that thinking at play here as well?
There's a lot of expectation that the most popular phone this year will be the XR. That $750 price point is really designed to draw in as many buyers as possible. I mean, it's a volume play phone in the eyes of analysts. It's one that they they expect Apple to sell a lot of, and in selling a lot of to really benefit from in terms of volume-related sales.
We'll see how it goes. Trip Mickle, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle has more at WSJ.com. That does it for Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.